podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
It is International Tequila Day, my friend.
This is an
annual celebration held globally. It honors Mexico's iconic spirit, tequila. And you can taste it right now, I imagine. Everyone's had that. Everyone's had good experiences and possibly not so good experiences on the tequila.
Yeah.
So, look, I think we could be able to squeeze in the classic tequila song throughout the day.
We will.
But right now, I need some game show music.
Okay.
Because I want to play a tequila quiz with you.
Okay.
To celebrate tequila, right?
Hopefully I tequila it.
Yay! Hey. Best out of five arrangement, and it's multiple choice, so let's go. Question number one on National Tequila Day. To qualify as aged tequila, it must be in the barrels for at least, is it A, 2 months, or B, 1 year?
2 months or 1 year? 1 year.
Incorrect.
2 months.
Yeah, the spirit must be aged for at least 2 months and not more than 11 months.
Interesting.
To qualify as aged tequila. So that is one incorrect.
I should have known that was a stitch up, that question.
That was a hard one. I agree with you. Question number two in the tequila game for National Tequila Day. What's the name of the glassware that is used for tequila tasting? Is it A, a flute, or B, a snifter? Which is a fun word to say.
I do like a snifter. Mm. Seems like the sort of word you'd crowbar in there because you know that I would go for a snifter. I think it's a flute.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is a flute. The proper glassware for sipping tequila is a flute because it retains the aromas at the top of the glass, which is ideal for nosing. Another thing that you're very good at, my friend.
Good. Particularly in the brown facility.
Oh, my God. Look, this is the International Day of Tequila, and we are doing a tequila quiz. Tom, two questions down. You've only got one correct. It's a best out of five arrangement.
Okay.
Question number three. Which step comes first in a proper tequila tasting? Are we looking at it visually, measuring the legs, or are we nosing it, acknowledging the aroma?
Okay. So I know what the legs are because I know that from wine. It's where you swirl it around the glass and then you see how it dribbles down the side of the glass back to the main liquid. I'm going to say your legs at first.
Your legs at first? So that's your visual?
Yeah.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct!
Hey! There we go.
It is used first to inspect the liquid's colour and clarity. So well done,
nice.
You.
Nice, thank you.
Question number four on the tequila quiz. When tasting tequila, you should never swallow the spirit. True or false?
False. Get it, India.
That is also correct.
Yay!
Tequila tasting should be enjoyed in every way possible, including drinking the spirit. You have now won the game, okay? You've got 3 out of 5, so you have won. So this question is just for, fun. Which of these celebrities has never launched a tequila brand? I'm going to take you through a few.
Sure.
We've got Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
We've got Shakira.
Yeah.
We've got George Clooney.
Yeah, George has got one.
We've got Carlos Santana.
Okay.
We've got The Rock.
Yep.
Adam Levine.
Yep.
And AC/DC. Out of all those celebrities, who has never launched a tequila?
Shakira.
Mate, 4 out of 5.
Did I get it?
You got it!
Oh, what a guess! What a guess!
She's more known for her perfumes that she has released.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know how you did
it. It just didn't seem on brand for her. That was a guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mate, you have done so well. 4 out of 5 on this International Tequila Day. Let's have a shot.
Yeah, let's. And also, strange to me that I got the quiz about booze right.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So over the last 2 weeks, I've been telling you that I have placed an order.
Oh, yes.
I've been expecting something.
Yeah.
And I did leave it to sort of essentially the last minute.
No, what? That is so unlike you. What do you mean?
All right, so Goldie's birthday party. I've mentioned this week already too, but Goldie's birthday party is tomorrow. Her birthday is on Monday. She turns 5. Happy birthday, baby girl.
Happy birthday, girl.
So exciting. But we are doing a party at a play centre, and it's K-pop Demon Hunters theme.
That seems to be the theme of the last 18 months, right?
Yeah, yeah. She just loves it, right? And so she's assigned all of us in the family different roles, as in different characters. So Mum is Mira, so Indy is Zoe, Goldie is the main character, Rumi, totally fine, it's her birthday. I'll let it slide this one time. And then I am the lead singer or the main guy from the Sarja Boys.
Yeah.
Ginu, right?
Now, has everyone else got their stuff sorted?
The girls, we got the girls sorted.
Yeah.
I don't know if Carly's got her.
I'm sure she would.
Yeah.
Right? So now you have been waiting.
Yes. So I have, I ordered a Ginu costume from Alibaba, which seemed to be the only place, because I just Googled, right? And then I went through.
Do you know what? I remember you saying, I have searched high and low locally. And I just cannot find one. So bless you. You did go local first.
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I may still need to go local again.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's op shopping or whatever. But anyway, so I, about a week and a half ago, I reckon it was, so early last week, I put my order in for this Ginu costume. It's a wig. It's like a shirt with an undershirt. And I think it's got a pink belt. And he wears sunglasses and it's, yeah, so he's a cool dude, right?
Yeah.
And I very much look forward to rolling around the play centre wearing a wig tomorrow and seeing
Okay, yeah, you rock this because it's like a black, like kind of mop top style hair.
It's very like an anime sort of hair.
Are you going to wear like pink glasses and stuff? Does that come with it?
No, it doesn't have pink glasses. I think he just has big, like almost like aviator style glasses anyway, so I'll probably just wear my aviators.
Oh, yeah.
He wears blue jeans. I don't think my costume that I've bought includes the blue jeans and then white runners. So I can do that. I've already got that stuff sorted, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But it's taken a while to get to me. Surprise, surprise. We found out this week, Alibaba, they're in trouble for making stuff that's not safe for kids.
Yes.
They're selling stuff that's not safe for kids. My one of my best mates is like, hey, I'm about to buy my daughter, who's Indy's age, a bike from Alibaba. I was like, oh, whoa, don't do that. But they look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's the point.
A lot of people have said that before clicking add to cart.
We have been tracking this costume as it's been making its way to Australia and it hit customs a couple of days ago, day and a half ago, and it said could take up to 3 days or something to clear customs. And I was like, oh, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
It cleared customs yesterday.
Yes.
At 12:19 p.m.
Okay.
And it has been handed over to, so it cleared customs, it went through a local airport.
Yeah.
And it has been handed to a courier, to a local delivery company.
And they know how much you love them too, so I think there'll be barely any problems there.
Yeah, I know. Forget everything I've ever said about Australia Post. But so this is where it lands. So I've had no messages to say, hey, it's going to be coming today. I just know that it's been passed on to the courier company. It needs to be today.
It needs to be like...
I've got this finite window.
When does the party start?
Midday tomorrow.
Okay.
Do they do a Saturday morning delivery?
Well, it depends. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm looking at the pop Funko of Ginu, right? And he's wearing like a checkered shirt, almost like a check style.
It's a white shirt. It's a white shirt with a thin blue, big squares. Check.
He is wearing big oversized pink glasses.
Okay, cool. Yep.
He does have black hair, mate. This is Lingy on the bottom and me on the top.
Okay.
We will 100% sort you out.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
Right.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Are you ready to play a game?
Are you?
I am so ready.
Collecting over there in the shadows. Guess his song, it's a good little game. Oh, clap that in the right form. Clap that, give me some more. Clap that, till your ears get sore. Clap that, whoa, whoa. So this is Clack That, right? And I have to say thank you so much to Ryan from the Barwon River, who has been calling up and playing along with this each and every Friday as well. He has stolen your ability to actually get anything right.
To be fair, last week, so the first time he played it, it was on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't have the answer, and he saved everyone. He saved the whole game, to be honest. And then last week, I knew it was Macarena, and he called through and sort of for the steal. And he sort of got in there before me. But I knew it.
All right. My point. Well, will you be able to get today's? You're doing pretty well. Basically, I have some castanets and I have them in my hand. I've been practicing. And so I want to show you songs that I've been practicing.
Yeah, okay.
And let's see if you can get them just by the clack. Okay, ready? Here's today's.
Okay.
I'll play it again. Okay. Here we go.
Nah.
Does anyone else know? 5 2 2 2 9 5 5. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
It's a girl group.
Is it new or old?
Old.
Okay. Is it Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, do it again. Oh. Am I getting a done song? What's that one?
I think so.
It's a,
let's just say if you were like...
No. Is it that one? No.
Nah. Let's just say...
Survivor.
No.
Oh. Ah. What other Destiny Child songs on?
Okay. I don't think you're ready to play this game.
Oh. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're... Okay. Is that the... Okay, do I get
it? It's Bootylicious.
Bootylicious. That's the name of it.
Is that a bit too hard?
Well, I think I just don't think I'm particularly good at it. So
I will get, I'll get no, better at it. You're on the right track.
I think we need to have Ryan on hold every time we play.
every time.
So he can go, okay, mate, here's what it is. I will take, though, today because I sort of got it.
It was a team effort. It was. No, it was good.
And do you know what the highlight is?
Mm-hmm.
This bit.
You're collecting over there in the shadows. Guess your song, it's a good little game. Oh, clack that in the right form. Clack that, give me some more. Clack that, till your ears get sore. Clack that, oh, whoa, whoa.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
All right, so when I was away, I got myself a relaxing massage. One of the things with the massage is that, as I've spoken to you as well, when I'm in a situation where I know that it's correct to relax, I really struggle to relax. Mm. Like, I tell myself, okay, this is relaxing now, so make sure that you feel relaxation. But I went to get a massage, and the place that I went to was when I was overseas.
Yeah.
And they said to me, oh, hey, when I went to book in, it was an hour massage. And they said, what style do you want? And I said, Swedish, you know. I don't know, just because of the Swedish chef from the Muppets. He was just in my head. I'm like, yeah, Swedish will be good.
Sure.
I'm happy with that. Was just, I didn't randomly ask for that. That was one of the options.
Oh, it was. Oh, that's what
I didn't say.
Like,
no,
panicked and said Swedish. Like when I'm at dinner and I can't decide what I'm going to eat, I panic and say salmon.
No, they had a list of ones, and I'm like, well, I know kind of what Swedish is because you get like karate chop.
That so I'm relaxing.
Yeah, so I'm into that. Anyway, and so they're like, yep, no worries. And it was a woman masseuse. And I said, oh, so she goes, yep, just lie here and everything off. And I was like, oh, everything off? And she's like, yep, everything off. And I'm like, okay. Now, as a female, normally what happens when you get a massage, bra off, that's fine.
Mm.
Pants normally stay on.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that you call them pants.
Undies.
That's really hot.
Undies stay on.
I leave my pants on.
I always leave my leather pants on. Mm. Undies stay on, right?
Sure.
But this time, everything was off. And being a hot climate, I'm covered with a nice thin layer of cotton. Right?
I believe it's called a sarong.
Kind of like a sarong tablecloth to cover my body, right? Anyway, so I'm lying there, and at first it was face down. Right? And so that's fine. And she was like, do you like the pressure? And I'm like, yeah, it's really good. But, you know, she was an amazing masseuse.
Mm.
So good, so strong.
Good. That's okay. What you need.
Yeah. And so I get a bit ticklish when my legs get massaged. So at some points I was giggling and then she was giggling or whatever.
Cute.
And then
at a moment.
And then it was time to turn around.
Yeah.
Okay. And so once again, I'm fully nude.
Right. And so now you're going from lying face down.
To face up.
To face up.
Right. And which was fine. They normally, you know, they hold the sheet up so they can't see anything. Mm. But you turn over. And so she put the sheet down and then she
you
was
would
doing,
have been so smooth turning over
mate,
too.
I, my biggest fear is falling over when I roll. Nude, right? I held on roll. For dear yeah, yeah. life. Anyway, so I'm laying there on my back and she puts the towel over me.
Yep.
And then she goes to do my legs, the top of my legs, right?
Mm.
And normally with a massage, if you've had your legs done before, they normally grab the sheet and they, you know, they pull it all the way up so that the rest of your body is covered, but one leg is exposed.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've done that before.
And it's normally fine because I have undies on.
Mm.
And so she was massaging my leg and stuff, and then she lifted my leg up. Right?
No!
And so I immediately tense up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, relax.
And right? She's karate chopping you.
No, it wasn't up to that stage yet, okay. But she was getting her thumbs in there, right?
Right. Far out.
In there, yeah. And so my leg is up and kind of turned a bit, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like not only is my leg up, but it's open a little bit. And for anyone who's got a Brazilian wax, it's kind of in that vein, right?
Is it? Are we talking stirrup angle, or are we like?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah, stirrup angle. And she's like, relax. And I'm like, I can't relax because I'm nude.
What part of you is she talking to?
All of it. Yeah, too much of it. And then it was hurting because I wasn't relaxing.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm like, oh my god, I can't. She put my leg down. I'm like, thank god, my body relaxes. Right. And then I'm like, but you know, the next one's coming.
There's two legs.
She's got to do both sides.
Yeah.
So she went over to the other one, and then she's like, relax. I can't. I'm nude. The top half, I don't care. I've had massages overseas where they rub everything, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom, I'm just like, I'm just flapping in the breeze.
I don't want to say flap.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.